This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two teenagers on spring break were killed on Sunday night in a sledding accident in a closed area of Copper Mountain Ski Resort in central Colorado. The teens were riding tandem on a sled down the half pipe and went airborne off a large snowbank at the bottom. The Summit County Sheriff's Office said the two individuals came down hard on the hard ice below, causing blunt force trauma. The boys, 17 and 18 years old, were pronounced dead at the scene. The sledding accident happened around 8:30 p.m. Copper Mountain Resort is near Breckenridge, about 75 miles west of Denver. The half pipe was closed and roped off at the time of the accident. Lift and trail access there closes at 4 p.m. The teens were seniors at Prairie Central High School in Fairbury, Illinois. Montana's last Pearl Harbor survivor died last Friday at the age of 99. Charlie Dowd was just 17 years old when he enlisted in the U.S. Navy. Dowd was stationed at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, when Japanese aircraft attacked, killing more than 2,400 Americans. He later served in the Solomon Islands, where he earned the nickname Devil Dog Dowd during the Guadalcanal campaign. He received 7 Bronze Star medals during the course of his service. Dowd lived in Anaconda, where he was an active member of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. A football player rejected by the University of Montana Grizzlies after he posted racist and violent content online will be given a chance to play Montana State University Bobcat football. Head coach Brett Vegan says the Bobcats are giving Zach Cruz, a Missoula Sentinel graduate and former Montana Grizzlies commit, a chance to make the team as a walk-on. UM rescinded their scholarship offer to Cruz after Cruz wrote a Venmo post in 2020 with the N-word followed by the F-word and emojis of a gun pointed at a black man's head. Montana State coach Vegan explained why he and MSU decided to give Cruz a shot to play football after his racist and violent post. Cruz is listed on MSU's latest 2023 roster, but he has yet to secure a spot for the 2023 season. Vegan clarified that Cruz is on the spring roster with an opportunity to earn a roster spot beyond that. Cruz enrolled at MSU this past fall and approached MSU's coaches about a walk-on. The MSU Bobcats have 4 black assistant coaches and numerous black players. The players were involved in the decision to let Cruz walk on, according to Coach Vegan. Cruz is one of several athletes who have posted offensive content on social media. Racist tweets from star quarterback Josh Allen were uncovered hours before he was selected in the 2018 NFL draft. Allen, who played at Wyoming when Brett Vegan was the Cowboys' offensive coordinator, wrote the N-word in several tweets that he posted when he was in high school. Vegan said he believes his players can learn from Cruz's mistake, whether or not any of them have done anything like Cruz did in his racist and violent Venmo post. A large release of water, a flushing flow, will be released in the Wind River downstream of Boyson Dam in Wyoming on March 28th. Flows in the river will be incrementally increased from about 1,100 cubic feet per second to 5,000 CFS. The 5,000 CFS flow will last for 10 hours. Flows will then be incrementally reduced back down to about 2,200 CFS. The purpose of the flushing flow is to clean spawning gravels to improve fish reproduction in the river. The Bureau of Reclamation and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department scheduled the flushing flow. Located on the Wind River near Shoshone, Wyoming, Boyson Dam provides water for agricultural irrigation, hydropower electricity generation, flood control, municipal, industrial, and fish and wildlife benefits. Near Thermopolis, Wyoming, the name of the river changes from Wind River to Bighorn River. More than 60,000 acres of farmland in Wyoming get their irrigation water from the Bighorn River downstream of Boyson Dam. The current Boyson reservoir level is above average, and the spring runoff is anticipated to be above average. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.